Welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. Let's cue the intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I wanted to talk about what happens on the days when you just kind of don't feel like it. You might be able to tell just even from my weird like intro. Today's one of those days where everything just feels a little bit off. Do you ever have days like this? Because I know I do. And sometimes I see people pretending like, no, every day is amazing. When truth be told, they just planned out a marketing calendar months ago. And of course, all the photos are perfect because it was from a photo shoot. When truth be told, they just want to be wearing sweatpants and no makeup and laying in a bathtub reading a book, which, by the way, I actually really love to do. Today's been intense. I don't know if you guys ever have those days where it's just like, wow, today's a lot. It's one of those days where you have to go back to your why again and again. And I will be honest, like, I haven't talked a lot about this, but when working with clients and partners and students and people that I mentor through 2020, there have been a lot of times where it's felt like there was a lot of pressure to stay positive and to guide people and help them to continue to get clients. Because honestly, that's one of the best things that I can do as a leader. Help people make it through a tough time. Now, I'll be honest, this is my first time going through a world crisis like this while we're in business. And there are some days where I'm like, this feels tough or this feels heavy. Or you have three clients that are like, we're going through tough times as a whole. And you're like, ah. And part of me always wants to make things better. And I'm learning, like, you don't always have to make everything better. Does that make sense? You can take ownership for your portion of the scope and step back and be like, I can't do everything for someone. I can't show up and do the work for them. I'm doing that in my own business. But truth be told, on a day like today, when all I want to do is just like throw my hair up in a bun, call it a day, and quit, I'm being real, real vulnerable here today. That's the last thing that I'm going to do. And that's not to be confused with me not taking self-care time. But truth be told, there are people relying on me to meet deadlines today, tomorrow, and 5 days from now. And so I know what I need to get done. And I go back to several things that really support me every day, even when there's a day like today where I don't feel like it. Can I just not be an adult today? Can someone else just be an adult? I'm just kidding. I know that I need to be an adult. So what helps me is to pull out my Todoist, which is the software. It's like to-do list without the L. And to go through and be like, how can I show up and still serve people today? And so as weird as it is, even I know this episode is going to serve someone who feels like I don't feel like showing up on a day or whatever. Now, there are some times where it's okay to maybe check out a few hours early and be like, I'm going to go on a walk or read a book or whatever. But today I know that a part of the reason I want to pull back is because the pressure and the responsibility is big, and it's all around me. And truth be told, you're probably feeling this in a way too. It feels like it's a growing pressure to support a lot of different people and stay positive. And there are moments where I don't feel that way, and that's okay. There might be moments where you don't feel that way. And it is a fine line knowing when it's the right time to step away from the computer. And then sometimes being like, there's just some things I need to power through because commitment is very important to me. I also look at my priorities. I committed to X, Y, and Z today. I'm going to get those done come hell or high water, no matter what happens. But I just want to like also normalize the human side of things. There are so many days across this year where all I've wanted to do is literally just like go and hide in my closet and be like, can someone else please be the grown-up for a day? And it's weird admitting that especially because I have no idea who listens to this podcast. I know of like 15 people who listen to it, yet I'm looking at the stats behind the scenes and I'm like, there's over 1,000 people who listen to almost every single episode. Sometimes there's almost 2,000 people and I'm like, what is going on? I don't know who's listening, but at the same time, I know that every message is timely. So this is just a reminder, like when you're looking for the grown-up in the room, hey, it's us. Try to finish your priorities early so you can get some time to check out, go sit in a bath, go hide in the bathroom and lock the door for a minute. That's okay. It's okay to not feel like a superhero every single day. But I'm really proud of you for showing up today. I'm proud of me for showing up today. And I also know that a good night's rest can make a lot better. So I hope you have a great night's rest tonight and that everything is better tomorrow. I know by the time this goes live, it will be a better day, and that's really exciting to me. Every single day is a better day. Every day that we're alive is a better day, and I'm also spending a lot of time focusing on what I'm grateful for, even if today I feel emotional and it might just be PMS, and that's totally fine to admit. But I wanted to just encourage you, encourage me, as crazy as that sounds, go have an amazing day. And by the way, feel free to listen to some of the other episodes from this week, and I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.